Even people without bothersome tinnitus can hear ringing when exposed to a total lack of noise. So with any tinnitus treatment, the goal is to reduce your tinnitus significantly, and that means getting you back to fully functioning, able to enjoy quieter environments, able to concentrate, able to sleep, etc.
Hey there, welcome to the Tinnitus Relief Podcast. I'm Dr. Ben Thompson, your host and friend on this journey to finding relief from tinnitus. If you've been around the block, seen doctors, and heard that all too common phrase, there's not much you can do, then you're in the right place. Here at the tinnitus telehealth company that I started, Treble Health, we challenge that notion every day. My team and I, experts in tinnitus treatment, believe there's always a way to improve your situation. Need help? Why not start with our free tinnitus quiz? It's something I've put together with the best minds in the field. And honestly, I think it's a game changer for anyone with tinnitus. Give it a go at tinnitusquiz.com. Who knows? You might just decide Treble Health is the team you want to work with. Let's get into today's episode and find some relief together.
Lots of people in the tinnitus community are incredibly excited for a new device often referred to as the Dr. Susan Shore device or the Michigan Tinnitus device. And this technology, which uses bimodal stimulation, is likely to be launched by a company Dr. Shore co-founded called Oracle. A lot of people want to know, when is it coming out? How does it work? Will it work for my tinnitus? And which types of tinnitus is it designed to help? So I wanted to make a comprehensive guide to answer all of your questions. I've reviewed Dr. Shore's studies and her own statements to give you the most accurate answers possible. When is it coming out? We know that Oracle was raising money for the FDA submission process, which can be very expensive. Oracle has been tight-lipped about it, but they were planning to submit their FDA application in the first few months of 2024. There's a lot of nuances to the FDA approval process, but I do think tracking the approval of a similar product could help us guess what the timeline might be. And the similar product there would be the Lanier device by Neuromod. Lanier was submitted to the FDA in August of 2021, and it was approved in March of 2023, so about a year and a half later. I'm not a specialist in the FDA approval process, so it could be quicker, but no one knows for sure. Just a reminder that while we're excited about Dr. Shore's device, there are many great solutions available right now for tinnitus, and what I've found is that patients often don't know about the things they can do to get help. They may have gone to their local doctor and been told there's not much they can do, and when a doctor in a white coat tells you that, it can be pretty convincing. Now, in my experience, that's not the case. There are many things that you can take action on that can help reduce your tinnitus. There's no reason to wait around, and for that reason, I'd recommend that you start a free assessment at tinnitusquiz.com. Just answer a few quick questions and receive personalized recommendations for what you can do to reduce your tinnitus. All you have to do is find the link below or check out tinnitusquiz.com. Okay, so back to the Oracle device. How does it work? The Oracle device uses bimodal stimulation, presenting sound through a small earbud and at the same time, mild electrical pulses to the neck and cheek. I won't get into the theory here. Check out our other videos for that, but it helps train your brain to ignore the tinnitus signal it's creating. How much will it lower my tinnitus? So far in the studies, they found that they've been able to reduce the firing rates of neurons that carry tinnitus signals to the auditory cortex. And what that means is that there's a chance it can reduce the perception and loudness of tinnitus. If it works for you, then based on our research, you could see volume reductions of your tinnitus. I can't guarantee the specific amount by any means, but there has been a documented process here that individuals with tones of tinnitus and various forms of tinnitus have had a reduction in the perceived volume as well as the perceived awareness of the sound. Will it cure my tinnitus? Cure is not a word we like to use for most tinnitus treatments available, and that will apply to the Oracle device as well. You'll instead hear that doctors like myself tend to use the word treatment or management, meaning that the sound can reduce in intensity, but it's very rare to completely eliminate it forever. Remember, millions of people are living full and productive lives with a mild degree of tinnitus, so let's first focus on helping you get there. Even people without bothersome tinnitus can hear ringing when exposed to a total lack of noise. So with any tinnitus treatment, the goal is to reduce your tinnitus significantly. And that means getting you back to fully functioning, able to enjoy quieter environments, able to concentrate, able to sleep, etc. Who does Dr. Susan Shore's device work for? There's been some confusion around this. See, the study specifically selected people whose tinnitus could be modulated with physical movement. So you twist your head and maybe the volume or tone of tinnitus changes. That's most often found in tinnitus caused by neck or jaw conditions, what we call somatic tinnitus. But Dr. Shore's team conducted their study not only for somatic tinnitus, because many different kinds of tinnitus can be modulated. Even if someone has tinnitus that I would determine as stress-induced tinnitus, changes to their head position, changes to their jaw, changes to their neck in terms of posture, etc., could elicit fluctuations or changes to the quality or loudness of tinnitus. Therefore, it's not only somatic or somatosensory tinnitus that's being looked at as a potential help from the Susan Shore device. So this device will probably be helpful for many people with tinnitus, but there are types of tinnitus that were excluded from the study, which means that as of now, we just don't have the data for whether or not this will work for them. And those cases are pulsatile tinnitus. That means hearing tinnitus sync with your heartbeat, usually linked to a cardiovascular issue. Also, tinnitus caused by Meniere's disease. Additionally, people with profound hearing loss in both ears because they'd be unable to hear the audio signal through the earbud that is part of the treatment. And finally, acoustic neuromas. These are benign tumors, non-life-threatening, that press on the auditory nerve and can cause tinnitus. How does one get the Susan Shore device? Do you need to get it from an audiologist or can it be bought over the counter? You'll need to get this device fitted by an audiologist or another healthcare professional, but remember, it's not even FDA approved yet, so let's wait a bit. And I expect that the treatment sessions would happen at an audiology clinic that specializes in tinnitus treatment. Can I use Dr. Shore's device if I already have hearing aids? Dr. Shore's study excluded people who used hearing aids because they didn't want any of the treatment benefits that hearing aids provide to be accredited to Dr. Shore's device. So as you can see here, wearing hearing aids will be completely okay as long as the hearing loss is not too severe to be able to hear the signal from the bimodal device earbud. There is a treatment effect, a benefit from sound enrichment, from sound stimulation, sound therapy, as well as amplification, and hearing aids do a great job at providing that. Is it safe? Ultimately, this is up to the FDA to decide, but in Dr. Shore's study, there was only one negative reaction to the device, irritated skin from just a few participants. Will insurance cover it? Most likely not. And I don't have the specifics around what this device may cost, although when I do, I'll surely keep you updated. How excited should I be? Look, if you have tinnitus and you've already tried tinnitus retraining therapy with an expert going through the specific protocol, but you're still dealing with bothersome ringing, then this could be a new tool that you could benefit from. If you haven't gone through any other tinnitus treatments, please don't wait until Dr. Shore's device is available. Instead, be proactive and go to tinnitusquiz.com to learn about which treatment options are the best fit for your case. I highly recommend getting started there, and I'll include links in the description down below. Or if you'd like to directly talk to a tinnitus specialist from my team at Treble Health, we do offer a complimentary telehealth consultation to get you on the right path with your tinnitus treatment. You can search Treble Health or call the number on the screen. We have people standing by waiting to help. Just remember, tinnitus can get better. There is hope, and you can do this. Thanks so much. Until next time.
I'm Ben Thompson, founder of Treble Health. Thanks for joining us in today's episode of the Tinnitus Relief Podcast. Remember, despite what you've heard, there's always a path to better managing your tinnitus. Looking for what to do next? Try the Tinnitus Quiz, which I crafted alongside the world's leading tinnitus doctors. It's a free assessment that I strongly recommend for anyone struggling with tinnitus. Why not take a moment to give it a try? Visit tinnitusquiz.com to get your results today. Stay hopeful. There's so much you can do for your tinnitus.